This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I want to talk to you about the most important part of any of your communications. That is the first four or five words of anything you speak or write or display in a video. And here's why. Online, as you know, most online activity now is through smartphone. And smartphones have a pretty small screen compared to a laptop or desktop or iPad, etc. So there's just not a lot of room. When you do a Google search and you're looking for an attorney or you're looking for a restaurant or you're looking for a barber or whatever it is, and you look at the different ads that appear, the first four or five words are critical because the rest of it may appear as dot, 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 or may not appear at all. Same thing when you search Amazon. Same thing, again, when you search Google. Same thing if you're on Avvo or wherever you are, Yelp, etc. YouTube, same thing. You got to realize that people need to catch your eye. You need to catch people's eyes, customers' eyes, in literally a fraction of a second. And that means the first four or five words of anything you write or say or show on video is absolutely critical. The next most important thing is the headline of whatever you're writing or speaking about. Because the headline really is what's going to grab people and pull them into the rest of what you have to write. This is a pretty big challenge. I've heard this from several copywriters. The goal of each sentence of what you write is to get people to read the next sentence or listen to the next sentence or watch the next sentence and so on and so forth. So all the way through a document, all the way through a sales pitch, all the way through a new client intake, whatever it may be, you have to keep that in the back of your mind is each thing you say or display on a screen or they hear has to compel them and keep getting them to go forward in your presentation until the end. If you don't do that, you will lose more people than you otherwise would. Now, I want you to picture any communication you have, any ad you have out there, anything as a funnel. When someone first approaches, you want the funnel to be obviously wide to get the most people in. And as they hear your messages and see your messages and watch your messages and read them, they come closer and closer to the end point of the funnel, which is doing business with you or engaging with you. And the funnel, by definition, will narrow at that point because you simply can't keep everyone's attention. It's not possible. When we do a webinar, we may start out with 300 attorneys in the webinar, and by the time it's done, we may be down to 100 or 120. If there's a blog post, not everyone's going to read the whole thing. If there's a video, not everyone's going to watch the whole thing. So you see this funneling and this narrowing behavior in any form of communication that exists. TV, billboard, whatever it is, because again, you're just never going to capture all the people. So what you want to do is you want to maximize your chance of having that funnel as big as possible on the inlet so that when it gets to the outlet, the narrow part, more comes through. So this is not to say you should be sloppy with your messaging. I'm not saying big funnel meaning everyone's your customer. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying big funnel is that you have to do everything you can at the entrance of the funnel, at the headline stage, at the first four or five word stage of any of your communications to suck in as many of the right people as possible and be compelling. Because if you get them sucked in, you get them through step one, there's more people to try to get through step two. There's more people still to get through step three and four and five, etc. If the opening of the funnel, if the beginning is only a trickle, no one may come through. It's like a pipe with low water pressure. So again, anything you do online, I want you to pay attention to the first four or five words and don't waste them with garbage. I'll give you a quick example. So if I look at law firms, doesn't matter the practice area, and on Google, the description says, the law firm of ABC practices XYZ practice areas. So I've wasted the law firm of ABC. That's the first five words. What does that tell me? Nothing. Let's say the firm does criminal defense. The ad would probably say better, drug crimes, domestic violence, traffic tickets, etc. Call us today, law firm of ABC. That would be a more compelling ad because it immediately tells the person what you do. And again, those first four or five words are precious. So as you look through your advertising, as you work with your SEO companies, as you work with whoever, pay attention to this fact and it will improve the number of leads contacting you by email and phone. Because again, if you're more compelling in all your communications, more people will come in and at least be exposed to your message and have a chance of contacting you for business. So I hope this helps you. If you need this help with your practice, we're here for you. Speakeasy Marketing. Go to www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC. Or call 888-225-8594. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.